This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Twins of Faith show. Now, Sheikh, just before the break, you mentioned about the importance of Salah. But a lot of people don't really get it. A lot of people don't drive this point home. It doesn't really strike them. So, Sheikh, how, you know, what would happen to us if we don't pray the five daily prayers? Practical aspect.
Yeah, you know, a couple of misconceptions, right? People have, first misconception is that, oh, when you say prayer, it's okay. I mean, I pray Friday prayers, or I pray Ramadan time, or I pray my Eid prayers. So I'm still, you know, I'm still praying, technically speaking. Others, they say, well, you know what, prayer is really in the heart. As long as I'm intending my prayer, that's good enough. Others say they have other misconceptions, like if you say the Friday prayer, this makes up for all your other prayers, you know? So these sort of silly misconceptions people have, or they say, you know, Laylatul Qadr or Laylatul Shab-e Barat, for example, or Laylatul Mi'raj, for example, if you go and pray that night, then makes up for all your prayers. All of these sort of misconceptions and lies, actually fabrications, really. With all due respect, this is not the case. Let me give you one simple point that will illustrate to you how serious this issue is. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, he said, and listen to this very, very carefully, this is really, really important. He said, someone who does not pray, according to all the scholars of Islam, so all of the scholars of all the different madhabs in Islam, right, they consider someone who does not pray to be worse than someone who steals, worse than someone who kills,
Someone who steals and kills.
Someone who fornicates.
Wow.
And someone who does all of the three things at the same time.
SubhanAllah.
Can you imagine someone who steals and kills and fornicates and commits adultery? How bad is that person? I mean, how serious is their crime? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that someone who doesn't pray is actually worse than all of that in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then, you know, when you think about this, and you think about, you know, sometimes our elders, may Allah have mercy on them, forgive them, forgive us. Sometimes they say, oh, they say to their daughters, don't worry, you know, marry him, marry this man. He doesn't pray. It's okay. When you marry him, you'll make him religious. Don't worry about, you know, the fact that he doesn't pray now. Just, you know, marry him now and you'll make him religious. You know what you're actually doing? What they're actually doing is making their daughter marry someone who is worse than a fornicator, someone who's worse than someone who steals, someone who worse than someone who does all of these three things. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And that's in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Wow.
And so we really, really have to be careful. Really have to be careful about taking our prayer lightly. Also, one of the fallacies people have is this thing called qaza, right? They call it qaza. So qaza. You know what that mean? You know what they mean by that? They mean that, oh, it's okay, I haven't prayed on time, I'll pray later on when I come back. So sometimes what people do is they will delay the dhuhr until asr time, or dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha. They'll pray all in one go when they come back from work, you know?
Yes.
All of this is batil. All of this is disbelief. A person who prays qaza without excuse, and a valid excuse is not like, oh, I can't be bothered, oh, I can't find a place to pray, oh, I'm at work, how can I pray, oh, how can I put my feet on top of the basin and wash my feet, you know, things like that makes people not want to pray, right? This the mere fact that they can't put their leg on the basin to wash, etc., stop them from praying. So my point is, these are not valid excuses at all. Not valid excuses. In fact, the scholars of Islam are so strict that they say that if you know that you oversleep from your fajr and you fail to put your alarm clock on, that is also disbelief. That is disbelief. It's tantamount to disbelief, because ultimately, if you don't pray, then you are actually on the door of disbelief. So, Akhil Kareem, the point I'm trying to make is salah is very, very important. Salah is important. It is not optional. It's not something which can only be done when you become old. It's not something that you can make up for if you miss it. If you miss one prayer, you can never make up for it. Never make up for it. It's very important. And a prayer is in limited time, set time. It has been put for a set time because that's a test. Otherwise, if we could have an unlimited time throughout our life to do it, this would not be a test at all.